Blog Talk Radio.
Right? Yeah.
Tell me, tell me,
Amen, amen. You were listening to Whitney Houston, Jesus Loves Me. How many know that Jesus loved them today? Amen. I just thought about her as we're getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday, and she just dropped in my spirit, and I'm sure, I'm more than certain that this Mother's Day is going to find her mother in a place where she's reminiscing and thinking about her precious daughter. So that was a beautiful song. I was just saying how blessed we are that God chooses gifts to give to special people. Amen. And we're just so grateful that he has afforded us an opportunity to be in the land of the living. And all of you mothers that are out there today listening, we'd like to say happy Mother's Day. We will be on the line on Sunday morning for 30 minutes of early morning prayer, but we just want to give you a special tribute and give you our accolades today for just being the wonderful woman that you are. As we turn quickly to Proverbs 14:1, amen. Just want to honor and pay special tribute to the mothers today. I asked my mother to call in. She worked in a convenience store in New Orleans. My brother is the owner of that store. So she said, well, I'll try to call in, but we can't tie up our lines, and I understand that. But turn quickly anyway to Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs 14:1, and it says, every wise woman builded her house. Every wise woman builded her house. And if you're wise, you want to build a house that you can be proud of. Nobody in the second part of that scripture says, but the foolish plucked it down with her hands. Who want to build something beautiful and then destroy it with the works of your own hand? And as we cross over again, we just cross over to Proverbs, just turn back to Proverbs 12:4. And that reads, and it reads as thus, riches, 12:4. It says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that make it a shame is as rottenness in his bones. And we all are familiar with the Proverbs 31 woman, but also we want to just read into you hearing Ruth chapter 3, verse 11. And Ruth chapter 3, verse 11 says, and now, and this was Naomi talking to Ruth, amen, her daughter-in-law, and she said, and now, my daughter, fear not, I will do, no, I'm sorry, let me back up. This was Boaz after Naomi sent her into the field to glean and get some of the things out of the field where they would be able to have food in their home. And Boaz said, and now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. Amen. And as we begin to read Proverbs 31, we're just going to read a few verses of that scripture, and then we're going to have Lady Carol Stafford to render a selection for us. And again, we're just so happy to have our Provoke Friday pastor with us today. You know, he can be doing some other things as he's getting ready to celebrate and honor and pay special tribute to the mothers in a community there in Houston, Texas. And I know he probably still have much work to do, but it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that he makes every Friday to come on and share the word of God with us. Amen. And we're just so happy to see him on the line. Amen. So we're going to read a few verses out of this scripture. right. Okay, it's gone now. Amen. We're going to read. Pastor Hamilton, I don't know. That's your line. When I cut it on, it's a loud noise coming from it. So we'll try to open it a little bit later into the show. Amen. So Proverbs 31 and 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Amen. We're going to skip down to verse 15. And we're going to read, she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength, and strengthened her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Amen. We're going to drop down to verse 28. It says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. We're just so excited about Mother's Day this weekend, and certainly we thank God for all the beautiful women that grace this line. We have mothers that are evangelists, they're ministers, they're sisters, they're prayer warriors, they're intercessors. There are women that love the saints of God and just is naturally a woman that, hallelujah, praises and look for the good in others. Amen. So we're just so happy to give honor to them on today. We thank God for Lady Carol being with us on today, and we're going to ask her to render a selection, and then later on into the broadcast, we'll come back and ask her for another selection. Amen. But before we do that, we want to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again this afternoon, thanking you for your kindness, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, we asking you to bless the airwaves on today. And God, we asking you for a special blessing for Pastor Hamilton as he get ready to celebrate and honor and pay special tribute on tomorrow to those women there in that community. God, we asking you to overtake them, bless them with everything that they need to bring a smile, to put a smile on somebody else's face, to encourage someone and let them know that even though they may have some children that are rebellious, they may have some children that may be in prison, they may have some children that's out on drugs, oh, but God, you are God that love all, and you are God of the universe. You say all souls belong to you. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. Lord God, we're asking you to bless mothers all over the world. Remember our First Lady, Michelle Obama, on Mother's Day, God. And remember all of your leaders, those that still have mothers that's living in the land, running for the name of Jesus, continuing, Lord God, to feed and nurture your children. Remember the grandmothers even today on this weekend, Lord God, and bless them. Don't let them be overlooked, Lord God, because if it was not for the grandmothers, there would be no mothers. The grandmother birthed the mother, and the mother birthed the children. Lord God, we appreciate you for all that you're doing. We thank God for the man of God that makes the sacrifice to come in on this line and minister on Fridays, God. Don't let us take that for granted. Hallelujah. Remember First Lady Carol. Remember Sister Ruby, Lord God, and continue to strengthen her and touch her. Lord, she's not able to connect with her daughter, but she can do it in the spirit realm, God. Hallelujah. Continue to open up our understanding, God. Continue to strengthen her and give her peace and joy down in our spirit. Remember Sister Patrice and all the women that come on the line each and every day. Even remember Evangelist Bucilla, hallelujah, that's in the hospital still. God, continue to touch her, God. Touch her leg, her foot. Lord God, regulate every organ, every tissue, every bone muscle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And those that haven't signed on the line as of yet, God, we're asking you to remember them. Remember my mother, Lord God, in New Orleans, Louisiana. Continue to touch and strengthen her. Remember my sister Danielle Metz, God, and allow her to be happy this weekend, and she can have a beautiful visit with her daughter. And even as I try to make it there tomorrow, God, we asking you to bless us. Hallelujah. We just thanking you, God, for everything that you're doing. We thanking you for what you've already done. And God, we're expecting some great and mighty more things from you, all in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Remember my sisters and brothers all over the globe, God, and even those that don't have mothers today, God. Touch their heart, Lord God. Remember Sister Marcia. I know it's a hard time for her, God, but you're able to strengthen. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. First Lady Carol, God bless you. Lady Carol, God bless you. Effort.
Bless you. God bless you, woman of God. To all those that honor is due on the line this afternoon, I truly count it a privilege once again to be in the presence of God's kingdom people. And when it was an honor for you to call me on today to do this, even though I have to go at 2, so I don't know if I could go ahead and do the songs. I have an appointment. That if I can do the both songs now, I'd appreciate it, my sister.
Go right ahead, Lady Carol.
Amen.
Certainly.
Let God use you. Have
your way. God bless you. The first song that I want to sing to the for people of God, to our mothers, because it's a privilege to be a mother. Hallelujah. Mother is a nurturing source, and mother is one that gives her all. Hallelujah. And I know some mothers are hurting right now. You know, my heart goes out to Mother Ruby. Glory to God. But God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. Everywhere you hurt. Some mothers have lost their children. Some have mothers have just, babies was in school and a demon just came and shot up the children. Glory to God. And they're devastated right now. Some mother's child is in the prison and she can't get there. Some mother is in the convalescent, no one there to be for her, but God wants to take away the pain. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. He wants to take away the pain. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. He wants to take away the pain. He wants to see you through. He wants to take away. God wants to heal you. Glory to God. God wants to heal you. Bless his holy name. Everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And this is a song he blessed me to write. It's Miracles. And this is a gift to all the mothers. A miracle. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting a miracle.
Emergency shelter for children, so I have children, plus spiritual children. Glory to God. I count it a privilege. Hallelujah. My husband went on to be with the Lord, but I tell you, I thank God that my children were grown. Glory to bless his name. He's been gone to be with God for 8 years, but I thank God that I was a mother. He made me a mother. I thank God for it. Bless him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And God
Thank
wants
you,
to heal the mothers on today.
Amen, amen. Heal the mothers right now, amen. Well, hello, family. Have you been told that you're loved and appreciated? Well, if you haven't, and this is not a ritual, this is truly from my heart. You are loved and truly appreciated, highly esteemed in the name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father. Well, first of all, I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are on the line. Happy Mother's Day to all those that are connected to those on the line. It's just Happy Mother's Day to all in our communities and in our country, just to lift up and honor the institution of a mother. Amen? So we thank God for you today. We thank God for you today. And we are excited to see what God is about to say for all of us when it's considering what a mother is and what is maybe a responsibility of a mother. I know for myself, I can testify that you never know what you have in a mother until she's gone. My mother has went to her resting place, waiting on judgment, and I believe that she's in a much better place than she was, but she's no longer with me. So I can attest that it is definitely an honor to have a mother who, first of all, loves and cherishes the relationship between her and her children, but then secondly, will decrease of self and now implement in our lives those keys and those nuggets that we need to live a successful and a prosperous life. And, you know, when you're younger, at least for me, when I was younger, they used to always say, man, you better respect your mama because if she's not here, you know, you'll never know how it is. And now today I could say that I'm grateful that I was able to understand that principle because she is no longer here. But I know she did what God called her to do, and I know that she left here in good standing with him. So I give him glory today. But I will encourage all those on the line that our mothers are a very, very integral part of our Christian walk, our relationship with God, and our relationship with others. It definitely comes back to what mother puts in us, and I encourage us all to let's just honor our mothers. And if things have went left or have went right in your relationship with her, I encourage you, get it back in order. Get it back together. Do not, you know, the Bible says that we shouldn't go to sleep, that we shouldn't go unconscious in our unconsciousness with aught or with evil thoughts on our mind, with anger and unforgiveness. I say that if there's anything that's went on in your relationship with your mother, your parents in general, fix that thing and get it back in order because it is integral for you and your relationship with God. So glory to God, and we give him all the praise. Well, you know, we love to provoke and we love to bring the word forward to what God has said that we should do and how we should honor the mother. And so we searched the word and we went into it to find the principle, and that's what provoke is about, finding the principles that we can follow from the beginning. Remember, not from the beginning to the middle, but from the beginning to the end. A complete equation that will result in victory, that will result in productivity, that will result in immediate change. When? Right now, in the name of Jesus. So first of all, I start here where I go and I look to see what is the definition of a mother. Now, the world definitions of a mother, you know, because if you look at the dictionary, the first three, they only describe something that the physical world would recognize as a mother. It says first, a female person who is pregnant with or gives birth to a child. Not a lot of strength in that. Number two, a female person whose egg unites with the sperm, resulting in the conception of a child. Wow. A woman who adopts a child, yes. A woman who raises a child. But when I went a little bit farther and I went into some topical definitions of it, the first definition that caught my eye was a mother is a woman who creates. A woman is one who originates. A woman is one who finds and makes revelation of things. She is a creator. She is a producer. She is not just a dormant person who conceives a child and gives birth. That is not a mother. A mother is a creator, is an originator. She is one who will give you ideas and give you thoughts, visions, and ideas that will lead you into a prosperous life. That is the definition that stuck out to me about being a mother. So what the Lord spoke to me today is to encourage you that you do not get caught up in the symptomatic definition of what a mother is. If you were created to become a creator or a originator, it didn't stop just by having children. It is something that must continue to go on in your life. Not only do you create for your children, but you create for your grandchildren. You create for your grandchildren's children, or you create a legacy by not so much of giving birth, but by the example, by the creation that you have given life to. That's easy to give life to something and just kick it out the street and later maybe look at it and see what it has resulted. But to be a true mother, I'm learning that to be a true mother, you must produce something that is from not on you, but from within you. It's the same process with us and God. God puts his spirit in us by study, by supplication, through prayer. And the same relationship transforms from mother to child. When the mother deposits these nuggets of golden understanding and wisdom, those are the things that will guide our children to become those that, when the word says that when a child grows old, they will not depart from it. It says, train up a child in the way it should grow. So when it gets older, it will not depart from it. See, you can't just, have a child and expect it to now know how to live their life. The word says that we're supposed to train up a child in the way it should grow, repetition. See, that's another principle, that with it, as they grow, they go through the process that now they will not depart from it because it becomes habitual. It goes back to the step one of provoke, no options. We train our children with no options, especially our mothers train us with no options, then we now would, it won't be so hard for us not to make bad choices in life. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go to the word here, and we're going to see what God has shown me in his word today about a mother. We're going to go to 2 Timothy. It begins at the 5th verse, but I think I'm going to go up to 3. 2 Timothy, 1st verse, 1st chapter, 3rd verse. Amen? The Word of God says, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience. See, I had to go back to that because to be focused, you must have a pure conscience. To be fixed on him, you must have a pure conscience. This is for all of us. This lesson is universal. This lesson is not just poking at mothers. This lesson is for each and every one of us because the word is for all. The word will not return to us what? Void. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience. Wake up. As my forefathers did, as with out ceasing, I remember you in my prayers. Wow. Well, first of all, I'm being taught that I must be conscious with a pure mind, and I must stay with a habitual lifestyle of not ceasing in prayer, in supplication, and in worship, and in fellowship with God. I remember you in my prayers night and day. That's telling me right there, no more excuses. You can pray night and day. greatly desire to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, now watch this, which dwelled first in your grandmother Louise and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is also in you. Stop right there. See, the process is being shown here to us that just as it's not just a one-generational situation. See, a lot of our families are in turmoil now because the generation has gotten knocked off of the cycle. We've lost our ground. We've lost our stability to be able to reproduce what has already been given. Our grandparents did certain things that they didn't compromise. It didn't matter if they had electricity. It didn't matter if they had a piano. It didn't matter if they had a tambourine. They went, and without a doubt, there was no compromise, no option. They went, and they praised the Lord in the morning, in the noontime, and at night. And they taught their daughters and their children how to do the same thing, how to replicate this process. Now, Paul is teaching right here. He says that when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. See, mothers, the faith that we have come from you. The habits that some of us pick up, believe me, they come from you. Most children spend 75% of their adolescent life with mothers, even in a full married family with the father and the mother, you know, with the complete family.
Amen.
They still spend 75% of their time with their mother. See, the influence is strong. Yes, dad can take us to the park and play basketball, but dad is working 10-hour days, 12-hour days, trying to provide for the family. The mom now steps in for her, and she steps into her calling and now does what God has sent her to do. Do what your grandmother told you to do. Okay, and I know a lot of people right now will probably say, well, my family's messed up. Well, that's where we get to the point again where enough is enough. We break the cycle, we change, and we start to make a difference for not those that have, yes, we can bring those from behind, and we can catch them up with us, but we have to make a standard for those to come. Let me say that again. We have to make a standard for those to come. The purpose of us changing our lives, the purpose of us getting in line with God, is so that we become more equipped to now download into others to become equipped also. I cannot be a good father without the Word of God. You cannot be a good mother without the Word of God. Without following the principles from start to finish, from beginning to end, a complete equation that will result in productivity. Say productivity. See, productivity is when you put your hand to the plow, it's just not blisters on your hand. You see the corn growing in the field. You see the roses in the rose bush, in the garden. You see the process of your hard labor because you did the work that went along with it. You didn't throw the seed in the ground. You put your hand to the plow, and you went out there and worked the process. So at the end of the workday, you can see the results and the productivity of your hard labor. See, when I put my time into someone else, that is my hard labor. That is my gift to give to others. We're not going out tomorrow to, you know, we got some great singers, we got some great preachers, we got some great evangelists, but yes, we're going to worship the Lord, and yes, we're going to semi-entertain, because that is one of the keys to get people's ears open to the Word of God. But our ultimate goal is out to go put our hand to the plow, because we're going to disciple. We're going to bring the lost back into the family. We're going to get the dark to bring them out of darkness into the light. We're not going there with an attitude of let's just do this so people can say what we did in Fifth Ward. We want to go there and see the productivity of our labor. So we're going out to evangelize. We're going out to disciple. We're going out to love on the mothers, but not just love on them. We want to show them that there's another option. Yes, you can preach a good sermon. Yes, we can get them saved. And yes, mothers, we can't download certain the right things in them. But if we do not continue to give them the tools to get better, and we just leave them with the original, the sixth grade book, and it's time to go to the seventh grade, how can we expect them to pass the test? So all that to say is that in my testimony, as we're going forth tomorrow, it's going to be me, friends, and we're going to be out there doing this thing because we have a passion to see the loss totally restored. Not just to say we got them to come to church Sunday. Not just to say they raised their hand and they confessed with their mouth and they believed in their heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross. It was buried and raised. It was lifted back up to the right hand of his Father. Yes, that's the process, but it's not just doesn't stop there. We have to now go a little bit farther. And as I'm seeing in the Word, that now as we now put our hand to the plow, as we now start to educate, as we now start to download into our families and into our children and to our friends, that now as we download the stuff that was downloaded into us. Yes. Yes, your mother may not have done it the right way. And yes, your father may have not been there all that. Or this and that. Those are excuses. And those are the things that as a Christian, when we become a part of the anyone crowd, we put those things behind us. So now Jesus can get involved and it becomes new again. Just because he wasn't there doesn't mean God didn't meant for him to be in your life. So what I'm saying is we have to go through the process. Just because she left when you were sick didn't mean that, you know, because it wasn't the flesh and blood, it was the principality and the power in them that might have led them to go away. So now we have to get conscious to say now we can let Jesus get involved and now let the things that we put behind us come back new again. See, that's redemption. That's forgiveness. That's love. That's putting God first and me last. Because, you know, and let's keep it 100. As long as I'm involved, there's certain people I don't want in my life. They burnt me. They did this to me. They talked about me. They still talk about me. And me personally, now I'm talking in the flesh right now. I'm talking about how I would react in my flesh. My flesh would tell them to be behind me. But the new man in me, the Christ in me, who tells me that if I can't forgive those that have done bad to me, how will he ever be able to forgive me for all the crap that I've done in my life? So as we get to go forward, you got to start to understand that those things that you put behind you, they must come back in a newness to now see Christ working in your life. Hallelujah. Verse 7, for God has not given you, my bad, verse 6, therefore I remind you. Now, he's already given the stipulation of their faith. He's already given the stipulation of their prayer habits, their prayer life. And he's also reminded them, remember I told you about a touchstone? A touchstone is remembering. Now, I like to say my touchstones are remembering God's goodness. But like we discovered, there are some touchstones that are not of God. There's some touchstones that remind you of just how sick and tired you are. Those are the ones that we must put behind us. Those are the ones that we must let God get involved and make it new again. But then he says in 6, he says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift. Now, mother, you know about stirring. You know that if you don't stir the beans enough, they're going to stick. Same thing with your gift. If you don't stir that gift up enough, it's going to stick somewhere in you. And, yes, it'll be good for you, but the gifts were not made just for us. The gifts were made so we can give to others. That's what's important about a mother. See, a mother gives. A mother gives without the consequences. A mother will go broke behind her child. A mother will do some things for her children, and you can imagine she doing those things. I'll raise my hand in testimony. My mother did some stuff for me that even as an adult today, I would be like, something was wrong with her. because in my consciousness, I couldn't see myself going. But my mother loved me so much that she was willing to give of herself, that she was willing to die of her own desires, die of her own admirations. My mother, you know, could have been a great whatever she wanted to be. But she chose, and that's why I honor mothers so much, because they choose to give up of themselves. There are 60% of women in our society that had a dream, vision, idea of being a doctor, lawyer, doctor, some great position. But because of their obedience to the call of God, they've given those dreams up so they can be a mother, a creator. Not just a conceiver and a deliverer, but to be a creator, they design. They put it in motion. And women here, I'm going to give you a high five on this one. I envy you. Now you say, why? I envy you for this reason. When I look at being, you know, it says that we're supposed to be like God, that we're supposed to be Christ-like, that we're supposed to emulate him. You know, there's a lot of things I can do to get Christ-like. There's a lot of things I can do to be God-like. And he's doing those things. And it doesn't make me better or you better or anything better, but this is the thing that makes me really look at women with this dynamic revelation. You have the power of creating life within you. You have the power, whoa, Jesus. You have the power of doing something only God can do. Now, that's dynamic. Now, as a man, you sit there and you say, man, God, they got one on me. No, I'm not hating on you. I'm proud of you. No, I'm not envious. I celebrate you. No. But, you know, sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, God, they got one up on me because they can do something God can do that I can't. See, if there's a, you know, we can all pray in tongues. We can all get in the fivefold ministry. But there's a thing that a woman can do that is so resemblant to God because you can create life. I high five you right now. I honor you because God has chosen you. See, he could have made me a woman, but he didn't. He chose you. So that tells me that he had a calling on your life that you would now represent him. And through representing him, everyone that you came into contact with would represent him. That is an awesome position. So therefore, he reminds you to stir up the gift that was God, the gift of God, which is where? On you. No. My Bible says, for the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of hands. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. Woo, Jesus. That's for us men and women, but women in particularly. Because guess what? We're bigger, we're stronger, and we intimidate. And we'll put you in a position sometimes that will make you have to bow down. Enough is enough. God has not given you a spirit of fear. See, I don't believe in a man and woman coming together and the man is here and the woman is down there. Or vice versa. The woman's up here and the man is down there. I believe when God has called and joined a holy matrimony together, he brings you in on even terms. Because what is good, what I do good should complement what you don't do good. And what I don't do good, you should complement what I do good. Or vice versa. See, a team to me is when two people come together on one accord and say, I die of me. You die of you so God can be one in us. Now we've developed a home run hitting team because there's no one that can come in and separate what God has put together now because it's not about me, it's not about you, it's about who? It's about God. You see, and that goes to the same relationship values in having a relationship with him is that there's no options because there's nobody else but God. But God has not given you a spirit of fear. Get up, shake it off, and just put that behind you because there is not a spirit of fear in you. But is where the motherhood comes in, because these next two attributes, for a man to show these attributes, it makes us look weak. It makes us look this. It makes us look that. And so we don't show them. Even though we still have them, we don't show them. But a mother, this is what a mother would do. A mother, for God has not given you a spirit of free fear, mother, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Here, this is a survey for my testimony, because I can always go to my mother and have a calm conversation about something. Football, basketball, track, this, that. We always could talk about it, whether it was a yes or no. But when it came down to my dad and I was trying to do things, we never could just have a calm, sound conversation. My mother always kept level. My mother always had the right answers. Our mothers will give us what we need to have because God has already given it to them. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. See, as he made you to create, you are still to create. You're called to create. That is, that your creation, creating should be your lifestyle, mother. And I'm saying this from the standpoint that I honor you for what you've done. Woo, Jesus. I honor you for your accolades. I honor you for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, or if you're in the children level. I honor you today. But I want to provoke you. I want to motivate you that it's not over, that it just got started. I want to motivate you today that he has called you to be an innovator, that you will continue to create. That you, should I say that again? So you should continue to create, because you're a creator. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. See, your purpose is not your purpose, it's his purpose. The call that's on your life has to be regenerated and brought back to life. It's so easy to think that the job is already done and it's retirement time. And when we're walking in this walk with Christ, there is no retirement until he comes. There is no giving up until he comes. There is no more, I don't have to, no. If we're going to do what God says do, and we want the results of what God says we can have, we must step the game up, each and every one of us, and we must do what we were designed to do. You're a creator. Create. Create love in that young lady's life that you've been seeing walking that street for the last year. Get out your chair, walk out, get out the house, go create. You're at the grocery store. You see someone that I know I'm talking to somebody here. You can be at the grocery store. You can tell this woman is not educated in grocery shopping, and she just looks lost in the grocery store. Go touch her on the shoulder and create. There may be a girl you've been knowing for weeks or months or years, and her fingernails and her hair look the same all the time. She's a sweet girl. She goes to work every day. But she never had the mother figure that could step in and show her how to take nail polish off and how to repaint them and how to manicure her own feet and how to do her hair her own self. Get up and go create. See, creating life does not just stop with conceiving and birthing. That job of creation, which has been, that's your purpose according to God, that now you must continue to create. Get up. There is somebody that you know that God has spoke to your heart. It's just going to take a little bit. It takes a lot from you. See, it's easy to just say, yes, Lord, when it's all right there in front of you to do it. But when God has called you into a purpose, you got to do some things that don't feel good, that are not comfortable anymore, that really pull you out of your own comfort zone, because then you know you're called according to your purpose, because it's not you, it's him. Hallelujah. So I honor you, mothers, because I know what you've been through. But I will say to you, Mom, your number one objective is that God has given you a purpose to pass on a legacy. A legacy of faith. Faith that has the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, faith will reproduce itself when you walk in faith. You can teach people how to live by faith when they see you walk by faith. Because faith without works is what? Dead. So as we start to reproduce, we have to understand that there are certain characteristics that God wants us to exemplify, mothers and fathers. But today, we're talking to our mothers. A sincere mark of faith is this. It's an eagerness to motivate, to discover, to embrace. It's an active, and watch this, it's an active walk in faith that's only visible to you but invisible to everybody else. But you still walk in it because you are showing that by walking by faith and not by sight that you please him and not you. Woo! Now watch this. Perseverance. You don't quit. It's an unwillingness to give up, not for the world, but an unwillingness to give up because it's God. See, the journey God has planned for you is already outlined. Just like, you know, and I said this a few minutes ago, it could have been me that was the woman to conceive children, but I wasn't. Just like it could have been Joseph that was flipped around and chosen, but he chose Mary. He chose Mary decisively to become the birthing, the surrogate for him coming to the earth in flesh. He chose you too, just like he chose her for the your role. See, you know, we all must know that there's a role and a goal. I think the world says stay in your lane, but we have to know that God has called us to certain things. There are things that I'm called to that you're not called to. But your personal journey is the beginning artwork for the lives of the people in your life. See, God has, see, and this I know, God has already formed and created you to withstand the test of time. No matter what, you're still there. No matter how hard, you still come. No matter how, you still answer. No matter how, you still help. No matter, see, you have that characteristic of holding on and going through some stuff because you don't look at the physical, mother. You look at the spiritual. You look at your son, you look at your prodigal son coming back, not leaving. See, you've been given a gift that you've already been equipped to stand through all our junk, all our mess. What did he say? He would never put too much on you that you can what? Bear? Because you were chosen. Because the purpose in you is to what? Create life. Get up. Go create something. Take your phone outside. Go lay hands. Go create something. Today is a day of create. And we want to call it pass it on, Mother's Day. Mothers, we need you to pass it on. Mothers, we need you to need that wisdom, mothers. We need that knowledge, mothers. We need those nuggets that God has given you to come from out of you into us. We're calling on you, mothers, because we need you to pass it on. Even though your daughter may have missed a step, now God can get involved and Jesus can bring it back in newness. And now you can now reproduce again. Do this with me. And this is simple. Exercise. All you do is just kind of take a deep breath in. On three. One, two, three. Blow it out. One more time. Blow it out. If you were able to do that with me, it's not too late. God is still holding you accountable for what he calls you to. See, we can trust that he is not finished with you or me. But he cannot activate the gift in you if you do not get up and receive it. If you don't activate it by going to meet him halfway, you take one, he'll take two. See, that type of bonding relationship with God will now see him already there waiting for you because he knows you're coming. Now watch this. In Philippians 1, and this is just the word telling us that it's not too late. It's not too late to pass it on, mothers. It's not too late to help someone that's in need, mothers. It's not too late to get out of your comfort zone and to move into the calling of God and to do what God has called you to do and to activate the Holy Spirit not only in you but into others. Because he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. That's the word. That's Philippians 1 and 6. He who began the good work in you. Yes, he began the work in you, and guess what? His intention is to finish the work in you. But we get so caught up into ourselves. We get so caught up into the flesh. I just don't feel like it. Oh, my back. Oh, my knee. Oh. You know, and we say we're called, and we say we're healed. But we walk in, you know, we have so many excuses about our aches and our pains that we can't do this, or it's too hot outside, or it's too cold outside. No, he began the work in you. His intention is to finish it. But it's not up to him. It's up to us. See, what God wants to do is not automatic. See, we must choose. Now, that's in 2 Timothy 1 and 6. Go back there. It says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift which is in you through the laying of my hands. That means the gift is in you. See, it's not automatic. It's just because he laid hands on you and you now receive the Holy Spirit. It will stay dormant and eventually leave. Because we must activate it. We must choose. You know, you can have a small fire. You light it with a match, got a couple of leaves there, and you just walk away from it. If you come back to that fire and you look in the center of it, it's only burned in the center. It only smoldered the center. But if you would have taken the activation of fanning that fire, woo, Jesus, if you would have activated that fire by fanning your hand, you could have turned and walked away and all those leaves would have been burnt up because you activated the flame. The flame came, but it's not going to activate itself. So if you would have just waved your hand a couple times, when you came back, those leaves would have been burned up and it wouldn't have been just a smoldering hole in the center. That's the same thing with the stuff we're dealing with. We started out. But we don't do it in excellence. We don't complete it from the start to the finish. We come back and expect it to be blossoming and producing harvest, but there's nothing on the tree. We look up to God and we say, God, why me? Why you ain't blessing me? And he says very clearly, because you're not putting the work that I'm requiring of you for me to bless you. Pass it on. Pass it on. Pass it on. Now, where there is a sincere faith in who Christ is, in what he has done on your behalf, that's enough right there to go change somebody's life. That's enough there to say, you know what? Next time I go to Kroger, next time I go to Safeway, I actually live all over the country, so I know all of the shopping stores. I can go to any of these grocery stores. Next time I go to the grocery store and I see it, I'm going to make a difference. Next time I step out my front yard and I'm just stretching my arm and I know the same person, I'm going to make a difference. Because the work that God started in us, we must activate it so he can finish it. No, yes, yes, yes. You can work at a job for 20 years and retire, but you can't work for God 20 years and think it's over. You can't get healed and think that now you got healed and you're something special. No, if he healed you, it's time for you to go and help someone else get healed. if he delivered you, it's not our job just to get dormant and get in the corner and say, I'm delivered. No, it's our job to go and help deliver others. If he saved you, it's not just to sit there in a dormant situation and just stay saved. We must go out and save others. That was one of the first commandments. One of the first instructions. Go make disciples. Get out of church. Oh, man, hey, it's cool, man. Yeah, I know the AC is running. I know, you know, we got sparkling water coolers. I know we got fans, AC. We got all the amenities to have comfortable. And yes, I believe in the fellowship of church. But I also do believe that God instructed us to go and make disciples, not to sit there and just kick it with disciples. You got to go. Go means you got to get up and move. Means you got to get out of your surroundings. Means you have to change something that you've been doing. Something has to get different. Something has to change. But it only happens by what we do. It only happens by us saying that we're going to step our game up and go a little bit farther than we have ever done before. Not for me, not for Evangelist Bernard, not for Minister Spate, not for any of us, but for God and only for him. So through our faith, who is what? In who? In Christ. Now we can go out and just share the love of Christ just for what he's already done. Not to prove to people, I'm not really into saying, well, if you do this, then this God's going to do that. Because he'll tell you. I'll tell you that whatever he gives you, you better do it from the beginning to the end completely to get what God says you can have. I don't like to sell formulas and equations that are quick fixes or a bottle of oil over line. I'm not into that because what God is going to do his thing. And it doesn't have to come through physical stuff. It has to come through spiritual stuff. So for us to show our faith, it's not because we have a shirt with F-A-I-T-H on it. Our faith is shown because we believe it's already done. Our faith is shown because we believe that he's already finished it. Our faith is done is that I'm going to receive it. That if he called it, if it's called according to his purpose, I shall have what he said. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. No halfway, no middle, no pretend or anything. If God said it, then I will have it. Bottom line. But that comes by my faith, not by what I see, because, you know, I speak that weekly. And I'm pretty sure nobody says it to my face. But I'm pretty sure there's several people that have heard the same testimony that are saying, you know what, he's crazy. He ain't going to happen for him. Just say, he wasting his time. He got to come back over here and get down with this. I know those things going down, but see, I know by my faith of what I don't see and by my obedience to continue to do what God said do. Because it could just be that day that I say, enough is enough. All right, I'm going to go. He just would get just getting ready to do what he said he would do. But I didn't have enough patience to wait on the Lord. And no, I didn't just wait on the Lord by sitting in my desk chair with my feet cocked up on my internet chilling while I'm waiting on the Lord. No, I must get up and I must activate other things in my life to see that I am passing it on. See, God, you know, God, he has such a unique way of pouring himself into us. And mothers, you have such a unique way about you because you have that same characteristic to pour yourself into others. But I know Billy hurt you. I know Sandra didn't listen to you, nothing that you said. And I know you got sick and tired of it and sick and tired of it and sick and tired of it and sick and tired of it. But today I say, what God has started in you, if you'll get up and activate it, he's ready to finish it. He's ready to take you to another level. He's ready to put you not on a pedestal, but put you in a position where any and everything you put your hand to will be blessed. Everything you speak will come to fruition. Everything that you involve yourself in that's according to God's word, it will produce life because you're a creator. Jesus. And the thing I will say, and this is coming from the pastorship, women, you guys are dedicated. When you guys say yes to a ministry, you guys are down. There's nothing too much that can sway you away other than disorder. But if things are in order, I give it to you. You guys will stick to the end and beyond. We run and hide too quick. We give up real fast. But that's why you're special. That's why you're unique, because you know how to withstand the test. You know how to hold on to God's unchanging hand while you're still cooking, while you're still going to work, while you're still fixing your daughter's hair. You are unique. But in 1 Timothy 4:14, it says that we're supposed to nurture the gift. So here I go again, mother, dad, and it really is for all of us, but since we're going on mothers today, but mothers, see, once God gives you the gift, it's up to you to nurture it. And it says in 1 Timothy 4:14, it says, nurture the gift and do not neglect it. It's up to us. It's up to you to pass it on. Oh, Pastor, I'm in church every Sunday. No. We don't even have to go there because I know God is speaking to your heart now what he's saying. It may be an unforgiveness situation. It may be an anger situation. It may be a past hurt pain situation. All I can say is that today has to be the end of that situation. Why have another Mother's Day just like last year's Mother's Day? Why not take this Mother's Day to another level? And as we honor you, and as we give God praise for you, why not just go ahead and elevate it and start to stir up the gift? Why not start to nurture the gift? Why not start to work the gift? Because for such a time as this, God is ready to do miraculous things in and through you. See, I truly believe that God, and for all of us, but mothers, because you have such a unique way of downloading information, there are certain things I just cannot communicate. But I have no doubt that there's not probably a category that a mother could not communicate on an even keel with a normal voice tempo. Some things I just can't talk about. I'm going to get excited. Some things, we don't even want to go there because I'm making angry. But I noticed that through you mothers and that unique gifts you have, that you could take some stuff, especially when you're in the Word. Now, I remember back in the world, oh, Lord, we don't even want to go there. Those are flashbacks. But you guys were taking to the end. And I admonish you for that. But why not make this a new Year's? Why not make this New Year's here in 2013? And you still have a day to go through your ritual of getting it in order and finding out what God is calling and telling you and pushing you to, and with this provoke is steadily reminding you of, why not make this new year, this Mother's Day, a new Mother's Day? Make this the Mother's Day of no compromise. Make this the Mother's Day of no more options. Make this the Mother's Day of passing it on. And really see God start to do the thing in you that he already began. He didn't give you a spirit of timidity. He sure didn't give you a spirit of fear. You're not worthless. You're very worthlessness. You're not worthlessness. You have worth to you. You're courageous. You'll take a job most people won't. And you will give God honor him at all times. That's why it's important for you to pass it on. That's why it's important for you to make this Mother's Day a new Mother's Day. because that gift you have, those attributes you have, that character you have is well needed. It's well missed. And I know there are some mighty, mighty people online right now that have it all together. And I say to you, go a little higher. I know there's some that may be listening that are going through some things. I'm telling you now, it's over. It's done. It's complete. Today is the day that we make the choice that enough is enough, and I'm going to make this a new Mother's Day. See, I'm already getting motivated because I got a little time to push on this Father's Day thing because we're going to make this a new Father's Day. And we need help, sisters. We need prayer because that's where the lack is. We need to bring the men back in to the fatherhood.
Bring them back in, hallelujah.
But we won't get back, we won't, because we're going to have a Father's Day thing just like we're having a Mother's Day thing. Because there's some issues with us. There's a lot of issues with us.
Amen.
But today is Mother's Day. Today is that passing on day. Today is that day to say, look, you know what? I don't know where that young man get it, but his show is exciting. And I'm going to make this year my year of a change. And brothers and sisters, I know you're saved. Brothers and sisters, I know you love the Lord. But what I'm saying is that you know that I know that you know we could do something a little bit better than we have done. And yes, I'm leaving that space of quietness there for a second. I don't care what we're doing. I don't care what position. We can all look at ourselves in our self-made mirror, and we can confess to ourselves right now that there are these two things that we know we could have done more with just in the last week. That's where no options come in. That's where enough is enough comes in. That's where stepping up to a higher level. Yes, he's pleased with you. Yes, he's smiling on you, but he still requires more of you. He still requires more of me. He doesn't just want my part-time praise or my Friday provoke. He's not just looking for that from me. He wants all of me. He wants everything I have to give and more. When? Constantly. Forever. Without ceasing. So step up the game. Enjoy this Mother's Day. Celebrate this Mother's Day. Let your children do great things for you. I honor you today, and I pray right now that they follow through with what we started, and they honor you, and they spoil you, and they cherish you, and they fix you a great meal, take you wherever you want to eat, buy you a nice outfit, whatever your heart desire is. But on top of that, my encouragement is for all of us to go a little higher. And when you learn to go a little higher, you'll go a lot higher. And when you learn to go a lot higher, you'll just go high. And there won't be any stopping. There won't be any hindrances. See, he called you to be explosive, influential, powerful, constant, unconditional, a love that honors God first with an effectively touches people. A disciplined mind that is not deceived by the tempted circumstances of life. See, what God has accomplished in us, he is looking for us to pass it on. Not in a book, not in an envelope, but through us. Where? Through us. And that can only be coming from who? God. Because if I dwell in God, he'll what? Dwell in me. And now those scriptures that we read, greater is he that is in me, that comes to life. And the enemy sees it. And he'll get thee behind you before you even have to say it because he already knows that you're walking in the fullness and the complete relationship that God has called us to do. I know the question right now may be, can it happen overnight? No. Yes, God could make it happen that fast, but he won't. Because what he's requiring is, what he's requiring of us is much more than him just snapping his finger and giving us what we think we want to have. Enough has to be enough for somebody. I know it is for me. But everything, all these birthdays, all these celebrations, I am not knocking the celebrations, family. I love to honor, but there's still a calling on our lives that has to be put precedent above everything else. And we'll get so caught up in all this, you'll see people in church Sunday you haven't seen all year. There's something wrong with that picture. We've been allowing that picture to, I know for 40 years I've seen it, and it's continually to go on and on and on. That same cycle is a thing that God is showing us. He called us to break the cycle. But we continue to sit back and allow the cycle to be the cycle. Enough has to be enough. We have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And let's do what God called us to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father God, I thank you today, Lord. I just praise you, Lord. I glorify you. Lord, I thank you for your word mostly, Lord. I thank you that your word is life, Lord. I thank you that your word produces, Lord. I thank you that your word will not return void. And so I pray right now with my family, Lord. I pray as we touch and agree, Lord, that you continue to motivate us, that you continue to instill in us the attributes we need to be just what you called us to be. Lord, as you began the good work, we commit to stepping up our game that you'll have access to finish the work in us. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that we come in with an excited consciousness in our mind, that we're always ready, willing, and available to do what you call us to do. We continue to pray for New Destiny Ministry, Lord, that as you continue to bless her, Lord, to just fill her cup, Lord. The woman of God is all over. She's doing what you called her to do. And we just want her to be blessed, Lord. We want her to be protected, Lord. We don't want her just to be healed. We want her to be totally.
Thank you, Jesus.
Totally protected. Totally anointed. Totally strengthened in the name of Jesus. That she doesn't have to get replenished anymore, Heavenly Father God. Just give her a full dosage right now in the name of Jesus.
Booyah.
We bless you and praise you for her in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you for all the mothers right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we go forth, Lord, that you'll just call us to go higher. Call us to do a little more. Call us to pass it on.
Yes. God.
Call us to love on somebody.
Hallelujah.
Call us to disciple on somebody.
Mm.
Call us to preach your uncompromisable word and do what your word says do.
Amen.
Well, Lord,
amen.
In everything they do, Lord, bless their lives, bless their children, and bless anything that they have their hands on in your son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. God bless
amen,
you, family.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. Certainly it's been a pleasure having you, as always, on Fridays for our Provoke Fridays. And this is just a special Friday in the year where we're celebrating and honoring our mothers and our grandmothers and our sisters and our aunts and all of those.
Hallelujah.
That we honor on this special date. And we certainly thank God for Pastor Hamilton. Again, we said he can be getting ready for his event on tomorrow. But again, we'd like to encourage you to go to his website. And you still have time to make a donation. Sister Ruby and I made a donation while we were on the broadcast. Amen. So all you have to do is click the button and go to P2P Ministries.com. And there is a PayPal button that you can click, and you can donate any amount that you would like to donate for this event. Truly, it is a blessing when you're trying to buy flowers and give gifts and things for the mothers. We all know it takes money to buy land. Amen. So we're asking that God would bless Pastor Hamilton in that effort and that the women of God would be touched and blessed on tomorrow. And even on Sundays, be careful as you're out going about your busy days and, you know, you're traveling, driving, and what have you. I'm asking the Lord to just go with each and every one of you all. Continue to pray for Evangelist Priscilla Williams that's in the hospital, and continue to pray for the ministries. Amen. And we also want you to remember, by way of announcements, that tomorrow morning, Minister Billy Burns hosts a segment called They Overcame, airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she lives in the Carolinas. And we also want you to keep on your calendar, block and lock the dates for the citywide crusade that will be held September the 5th through the 7th in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have gotten some great commitments from some bishops, apostles, and prophets and evangelists and ministers, and we're looking for God to do a work in that area, even Pastor Hamilton. Amen. So remember those days, block and lock them on your calendar. And remember, we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. So we just bless you all. You can also visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can also sow a seed into this ministry. Amen. You can also reach us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California 95205. Once again, we'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you all. We want to just, we had about 14 callers on the line. Some have dropped off, and I know this Mother's Day weekend. So we just thank God for each and every one of you all. We see Mother Taylor on the line, and we also see Sister Albertine. We're going to open up the lines and see if they would like to have anything to say to Pastor Hamilton or if there is any special prayer requests. God bless you, Sister Albertine.
Hi, God bless you, Prophetess Bernard. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening. That message was powerful.
Mm.
I received it in my spirit, and I thank God you are right. There's a couple people around the corner that I've been seeing. If they're in the grocery store, I could have went and just offer her something. I'm going to do it today. Mm.
Right.
The corner, I know she's on drugs. I asked her to go to church with me once before. I just kind of let it go. But today, I'm going to go invite her again.
All right.
I'm really going to getting out and just inviting and helping and sharing and caring, because you are so right. It just takes sometimes just a word, sometimes just a hug, just a smile. Sometimes just a smile will just lighten up a person's day when they've been down or depressed. You never know what a person is going through. And just that smile or just that hello, God bless you. And, you know, just that word of encouragement can really be, they could be at the bottom of it, being a part of this ministry. I was at my bottom. This ministry has really brought my spirits back. It's brought my hope back, my dreams, my belief in myself. My children. And I have to, this is my food every day. This is what keeps me alive. I want to go out and share this food with everybody else, like a big table. And I've got food sitting there, and I got enough room for people to come and eat. So this
Hallelujah.
Was right on the money. God bless you, man of God. And I'm going to continue to pray for you and your ministry. And I thank you. I thank you so much, and God bless you. Just pray for my business. Pray for me to go out to be a better disciple for others.
Amen. Pastor Hamilton, I'd just like to let you know, Pastor Hamilton, I'm also letting Sister Albertine know, she is a playwright. She writes plays and scripts, and Sister Albertine, Pastor Hamilton, he performs and acts for different gospel plays and sound stages and different things that he's involved with, and she is a writer Pastor Hamilton. So we're just praying that God will open up some doors and those scripts and all of those playwrights that she has waiting in the wings, that God is going to bless, and he's going to open up some doors. Hallelujah. He did it for Tyler Perry, and we believe he's going to do even greater. Hallelujah for Sister Albertine.
Hallelujah.
Lord for her. And bless the Lord for her being encouraged and coming on the line and hearing the men and women of God lifting up the name of Jesus. It's been a blessing. Amen. And this week we have had a glorious time talking about there will be glory after this. Amen. We're going to go to Mother Taylor. Amen. I see her still on the line. God bless you, Mother.
Thank you. Giving honor to God. And God bless everyone on here. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Yesterday I was at a doctor's appointment where I couldn't respond, but I wasn't in a good spirit. And today I was there also. That's why I just got on about 2 o'clock, but the word just lit a flame in me, you know, the preaching that went forth. And I thank the Lord for it, you know. I need prayer for being offended, you know, so I won't easily get offended by others, because that, like, knocks you down, you know. And so, like I said, you know, praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Praise the Lord. We just thank God for you, Mother Taylor. We thank God for all of you, and we thank God for Pastor Hamilton. And again, encourage someone to donate to that event on tomorrow. I'm still going to be talking about it on Facebook and what have you, and people still have an opportunity to still sow a seed for that celebration on tomorrow. So, God, I'm asking you to bless Pastor Hamilton right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, the vision that you have given him. Hallelujah. And even for the community where he holds services at, Lord, and even for touching him to do this for these mothers in the fifth ward. God, we asking you to bless them. Put a smile on every one of them's face. Lord God, encourage them and let them know that they're not forgotten. And let them be grateful. Let them be thankful, because God didn't have to touch his heart to do this. And Lord God, those sons and daughters, those wayward sons and daughters, those rebellious sons and daughters, Lord God, we ask for you to reel them back in. For you said in your word to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they would not depart.
Would not depart from it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Urge their heart. Lift their spirits, Lord God. Even those mothers that's in prison today, God, and not able to spend any time, quality time with their loved ones and their children. Lord, I want you to encourage their heart. Encourage my sister Danielle, God, and as they visit her on tomorrow, let her be encouraged and let her be at peace down in us. Spirit, God, we praise you and we give you glory for all that, God. Continue to strengthen Mother Taylor, God. Continue to strengthen Evangelist Brucilla, Lord God. Bless Sister Albertine. Strengthen Sister Ruby, God, and all those that come on the line, those that we've seen and those that we haven't seen. I saw Evangelist Joshua pop in. Strengthen her, God, and bless all of the mothers and the grandmothers and the aunts and the sisters. And, Lord God, even if somebody just buy them a 50-cent card from the Dollar Tree, Lord God, just let them know that someone was thinking about them. And
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anything that we can do to help and uplift and encourage somebody else, let us have a mind to do that. We appreciate Provoke Fridays, and we appreciate Pastor Hamilton and the sacrifice that he makes to come on and spend time with New Destiny Ministries. Lord God, we're asking you to let your blood continue to cover us everywhere
Thank
we
you,
go.
Jesus.
Bless going out and our coming in. Let your blood cover our home, cover our possessions, cover our vehicles as we go to and fro, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're going to close on now. Pastor Hamilton, We are certainly looking for you to have a beautiful and marvelous time on tomorrow. So we're going to close out and just let him have the last word, and then we're going to play a praise melody by Tambla Man. Or Pastor Hamilton can sing us off the line. It's good.
Well, God bless you, family. Just want to let you know I enjoy each and every one of you. You are my family. We may have never met in person, but we are family. And this goes without saying that if you ever need me for anything, just reach out to me, send me a message, call me, whatever you need. I'll do my best to be there and support you. But I thank God for each and every one of you. I pray for each and every mother just to have a great, awesome weekend. I pray that God continues to motivate and to incite you into your calling and into what God has for your life. And just remember, you can do it. And it's not too late.
Yeah.
And just because it doesn't look good right now, it could change immediately when you step up.
Glory.
When you make the choice to do it, it can immediately change without any ramifications. It will come as God has said it to be. So do what God said do. Stop leaning on people's understanding. Get in line with him. And let's just do what God has called us to do. And I will see you guys next Friday, excited, pumped up, and ready for another Provoked Friday. Love you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We love you. Have a beautiful time. Pastor Hamilton on the mall. We're going to continue.
Oh, you'll see all the little pictures and videos on Facebook tomorrow.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. My soul
oppression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
The truth is,
I